Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Power play Maple Leafs. Marner gets it from Matthews. Back to Nylander. Across the ice. That was intended for Tavares. Knocked away by Ferraro. And here comes Colin Graf with speed. Down the left. Beaver to his right. Crosslet and shoots. He scores! Shorthanded goal for Colin Graf. What a spectacular play up the ice. With 2:15 left in period number one. Graf's shorthanded goal makes it 2-1 San Jose. And what a way to bounce right back.
Loved our third period. You know, I thought we were actually staying on the attack. We had some good looks. We had some good chances, even up 5-3. I liked our third period. I liked our game in general. I loved our start. It was one of our, you know, better games. I know with the five goals, it looks a little ugly, but it was one of our more complete games as far as it comes to, you know, our effort, our energy, and then our structure. I thought it was very positive.
All right, what is happening, everyone? We are waking up winners after the San Jose Sharks' second shootout win over the Toronto Maple Leafs this year. Yeah, they're beating one of the best teams in hockey, and they've done it twice in the month of March. Very, very different games, but the Sharks walked away with the same result out of both of those efforts, and it really speaks to, in my opinion, how well they've been playing since the Four Nations break. I really give them a lot of credit. I think they've come on strong. I think they've been more complete. They have been just a better team overall. And obviously, it's not going to equate with them being a playoff team this year. It's not going to mean anything when all is said and done. And at this point, they're still at a point in their organizational rebuild where it's better to be in the best possible draft position. But you shouldn't be walking away from tonight thinking, oh no, they're that much less likely to have the number one overall pick because they're still in last place, A. But B, you love to see this type of fight because it tells you that once they get to the point where their talent catches up to their drive and desire, the product on the ice is going to be at a very, very high level. And all we have to do is look at the number of young players who just continue to perform at a very high level, not just in this game, but overall. But I will say in this game, Colin Graf was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, since Colin Graf came on with San Jose at the end of last year, I've been a big fan of his game since he, you know, was able to start off so hot with the Barracuda this year. And I was able to do some of those broadcasts with the Barracuda and have multiple games watching him up close at that point. You know, I've just become a huge fan of his overall game. And the guy that he reminds me of is Logan Couture. Not that I think that he is going to have the same offensive upside, and he could, I don't know. I just think that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody, but the way that he plays, the way he battles for pucks, the way that he can impact offense, defense, special teams, along the boards, physically, I mean, he just has a skill set that translates to the NHL. And the thing about Colin Graf is he's still getting so much better with every passing game. I think every time we get a look at him, we learn a little bit more about what he can do. And watching him make that play to score that shorthanded goal was absolute brilliance. And you know, I talked to him after the game. You're going to hear that interview a little bit later, but watching him have a moment like that, help the Sharks get a lead after they'd given up the game-tying goal, it just was such a momentous goal late in the first period. To watch Colin Graf score a shorthanded goal, that to me was just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, you look at the stats out of this game, you know, the Sharks had a great performance from Tyler Toffoli, 2 goals and an assist. Tim Liljegren had 2 assists. William Eklund had a goal and an assist. Alex Wennberg had a goal, his 100th of the year. We're going to talk to both Eklund and Wennberg as well as Colin Graf in a little bit. Lucas Carlson, another point for him. Mario Ferraro, a point for him. Macklin Celebrini, a point for him. Obviously, Colin Graf, the goal. Will Smith had a number of great plays and had that incredible chance after he poked the puck away and had the breakaway and just rimmed off the iron. It was like, oh, come on. But it was one of those nights where the San Jose Sharks were going up against a team that on paper and in reality is better than them, but they didn't let that be the determining factor. They played better than the Maple Leafs all night long, and Toronto, by way of having so much sheer talent, was able to fight their way back into this late, but it didn't deflate San Jose. Instead, San Jose responded and played a brilliant overtime, and they didn't lose. They didn't win in overtime, but they didn't lose. It goes to a shootout, and then they were able to hold on and get the win. So, you know, I really look at these moments for San Jose as clues to what the future is going to look like, and I know that the future is still a long way off, but when you watch the way that they are not letting these speed bumps disrupt them in a game that they have a 5-3 lead, they give up two goals late, it doesn't take them out of their game. They keep on fighting. They keep on battling. Those are the things that you want to see, because those are the little things that when they are in that window that they are going to be needing to draw upon. Those times when they've had those hard nights, those times when they've had those tough games, but in spite of that, they were able to still reach down and find success. That's what the best teams are able to do in this league, and that's what the Sharks need to be able to do. You know, I think we'd all desire that sooner rather than later, but having that experience in these difficult situations allows a team to have growth and be able to have success in situations that don't necessarily scream success, like when you lose all momentum and you surrender a 5-3 lead with a minute remaining, and suddenly it's 5-5 and you're headed to overtime. There's a lot of teams who that would break them down entirely, but instead, San Jose brushed it off, dusted themselves off, and got right back to work. It didn't affect them. They just kept on playing hockey, and they made it last a little bit longer and a little bit longer until they finally came out victorious. So, yeah, good for San Jose. This was another good game, building on top of the high-quality performance that we saw the other night against Boston. It's two wins in a row. It is three wins in their last five games. They beat Chicago, they lost to Washington, they lost to Carolina, they beat Boston, now they've beat Toronto, and I think that'll give them some good momentum carrying over into Saturday night when they take on New York, and then they go on the road very, very briefly to finish off the month in LA taking on the Kings, and then we will get into the month of April. They are going to be in Anaheim taking on the Ducks, and they're going to be back home for Edmonton, Seattle, and Calgary, but yeah, obviously a lot of work for San Jose to do. There's still many, many games left to play. But when you watch Tyler Toffoli have a big game like he did last night, and you know, look at how many situations he's had over the course of his career and where he is right now and the way that he's playing like a guy who's gearing up for a playoff run. You know, you look at Alex Wennberg, who just scored his 100th goal, and I think, you know, has been much better than a lot of us expected. I think that it's fun to watch these guys still fight, still drive, still play for the win every single night. And, you know, just watching the effort being put forth, I think that goes a long way with the fans, too, who recognize that, yeah, the Sharks don't have the same to play for as a Toronto or as a Boston or as, you know, some of the teams they're going to be playing coming forward, but they're still fighting hard and they're still putting forth arguably their best efforts of the year. And I don't mean that just in terms of how hard they're trying, but I mean the completeness, the defense, the way they've played. Yeah, I mean, this one was not perfect, but you don't always play a perfect game. You need to learn how to win even when things are going against you, and that's something that the Sharks did in this game by giving up those two late goals and then walking away with 2 points when all was said and done because they did not fold. But there was not one person out there on the ice last night that I don't think you can find something negative to say about them. And yeah, there are a couple guys who had a minus one when all was said and done, but you know, that's what happens when you're out there in a game. Plus minus is not a be-all, end-all stat. And even a new guy like Cam Lund, who I think that, you know, this was a big moment for him. He was not amazing or anything like that, but he handled himself well. That's the most important aspect, is that, you know, he was not a significant issue. He wasn't a problem. He wasn't blown off the ice by the other guys. He looked like a National Hockey League player out there. Now he's got a long way to go in his development, of course, but he looked good, and that's what you're hoping to see out of these young guys, whether it's going to be, you know, Cam Lund, whether it's Luca Cagnoni, you know, whoever it's going to be, and we're watching, you know, Stopchuk kind of get himself settled with San Jose. He's another guy, but you're not expecting them to be amazing immediately. And yes, I know that Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini have played at a very high level very, very quickly in their career, but that's not the relative expectation. Many more guys are going to need many more games before they become anything close to what they are going to be truly as a player in the NHL. Now, we've heard time and time again that this is not a developmental league, but if you have the talent that some of these kids do, you can develop in the NHL while simultaneously improving yourself as a player. So, you know, that's the opportunity that guys like Cam Lund have afforded themselves. Same thing with Colin Graf a year ago. You know, you look at all the opportunities that the young players are being given with San Jose, and this is hopefully going to breed a brighter future for them. All right, moving along, let's get into some of the highlights out of last night. It all got started with Tyler Toffoli, who just keeps on scoring goals. The man will not quiet down. He is Mr. Consistency, barreling his way towards another 30-goal season.
That was from the left circle. Toffoli got the rebound back. Lucas Carlson keeps in with Graf. Graf chases it down right corner. Stick handles, angles it back. Liljegren in the drive, save wall. Rebound Carlson, spots Wenberg near side. Gives him the puck. Wenberg feeds to the middle. There's Graf, sends it back. Liljegren, lead pass. Here's Carlson moving in. Tries to center to Toffoli. It's off the stick. Toffoli shoots. He scores! The pride of Scarborough, Ontario, Tyler Toffoli bangs it in against the Maple Leafs. And the Sharks at 7:50 of the first period are on top 1-0.
Not to be Captain Obvious, but that was an absolutely phenomenal way for the Sharks to start the game. They were getting lots of shots on net. They were looking like they were engaged and ready to go. There was physicality. There was everything I think that Ryan Warsawski could have hoped for in the early goings of that game. Then later in the third period at the 14:40 mark, William Nylander found an equalizer to make it a 1-1 game, but not too long thereafter, Colin Graf at the 17:45 mark helped San Jose take control of the game for good off a shorthanded goal when things looked like they were not going San Jose's way, considering the goal they had already given up at the 14:10 mark was on the power play, and they found themselves on the kill once again.
Power play Maple Leafs. Marner gets it from Matthews. Back to Nylander. Across the ice. That was intended for Tavares. Knocked away by Ferraro. And here comes Colin Graf with speed. Down the left. Beaver to his right. Cross the line. Shoots. He scores! Shorthanded goal for Colin Graf. What a spectacular play up the ice. With 2:15 left in period number one. Graf's shorthanded goal makes it 2-1 San Jose. And what a way to bounce right back.
Just brilliant gameplay and execution from Colin Graf, showing every bit of the reason why the Sharks went out and got him last year, gave him the opportunity to play. It's been a great pickup for San Jose. Colin Graf continues to excel, and watching him have these big moments so young in his career, it's very, very encouraging. Second period, Alex Wenberg. He'd been stuck on 99 for a while for career goals. He'd hit the post. He'd seen some great stops, some great saves. Finally, he broke through with his 9th goal of the year and his 100th of his NHL career.
Oh boy, back inside the Sharks zone, a dump in by Toronto, and Lucas Carlson got hit pretty hard by Bobby McMahon. You always kind of cringe a little bit at a guy that's recovering from an ACL, but he made the play. Now it's Wenberg down the right, moving and shooting it. He scores! Alex Wenberg breaking down the right side, scores the 100th goal of his National Hockey League career. It's taken him a long time. He hasn't scored a goal since December the 14th, 32 games ago, but Wenberg finally gets his century, and the Sharks lead 3-1.
So congratulations to Alex Wenberg for hitting the century mark in his NHL career. Auston Matthews on another power play goal, 4:46 of the second, just about 3 minutes later, gets Toronto back on the board to make it 3-2. And I think at that point, if you didn't already feel you were in for quite a night, you had an idea now. And you knew this one was really going to get wild when William Eklund, just crashing the net, happens to get his boot in front of a cleared puck and knocks it right back over the goal line.
Off the faceoff wall, gives it away, and it's a goal! How did that happen? William Eklund was driving toward the front of the net, and Joseph Wall put it right off of Eklund, and it goes in, and the Sharks lead 4-2, and that's one of the wackiest goals we've seen all year.
Considering how many times I have seen goalies stand on their head against San Jose or have seen just amazing things go down to hurt the Sharks this year, it's nice to finally catch a couple of breaks. So at this point, the Sharks are ahead 4-2. They are in control of the game, but Toronto would just not back down. 15:13 mark of the second period, they get a third goal, so it's 4-3. And as we're going into the third period, I'm thinking to myself, the Sharks need to score a goal early in this third period and take control. Who else but Tyler Toffoli with his second of the night and 27th of the season?
And off the faceoff, grabbed now by Eklund. He skates behind the Maple Leafs net. He's being checked, so he slides to Celebrini. Back to Eklund, walks out of the corner, rink wide, shot, score! Tyler Toffoli getting a perfect pass from Eklund. And Toffoli gets his second goal of the game, his 27th of the season, his third point of the night. And the Sharks lead 5-3 with a spectacular power play goal.
Some great work from the San Jose Sharks to give themselves a 5-3 lead at that point. And everything was kind of cruising along until we got into the final minute of the third period, where two goals were scored, the second of which coming from William Nylander at the 1946 mark to make it a 5-5 game.
It's all on the perimeter right now. Maple Leafs need to get something toward the goal. Marner, cross ice, Matthews, the shot, save made. Great stop by Georgiev. He's lost his stick. Maple Leafs shoot, and they score. Nylander ties the game at 5 after Georgiev made a masterful save on Matthews, but he lost his stick in the process, and Nylander, with his second goal, is going to force overtime with 12 seconds left in the third period.
Okay, so that's not ideal. We're going to an overtime. Nothing doing there. Then it goes to a shootout. Macklin Celebrini scores a goal, and then Alex Georgiev comes up with a big stop.
So now the Sharks in the bottom of the second, so to speak, on this baseball opening day, put Macklin Celebrini out on the ice. He can give the Sharks a decided advantage if he can score here. One goal apiece. This is the second of three attempts by the Sharks in this shootout. Here comes Macklin, starting at the red line, moving to his right, cutting into the middle, holding it, stick handling, waiting, shooting, score! And a beautiful stick handling move by Celebrini into the forehand, beating the wall, Sharks have two goals, and the Maple Leafs have one, and now it's all going to come down to this. Mitch Marner steps out of the ice. He's got three assists in the game tonight. He must score here to keep the Maple Leafs alive. If Georgiev can stop it, the Sharks win. Marner begins from center ice. With speed, he's down the left. He stick handles, he moves, he deeks, he waits, and he fans in the shot, and the Sharks win! San Jose has swept the season series against one of the best teams in the National Hockey League with two, count them, two shootout wins. The entire Sharks bench comes out to congratulate Alexander Georgiev and each other. Final score in a shootout. The Sharks 6, the Maple Leafs 5, and what a night of entertainment for a spectacular crowd at the tank.
Quite a night indeed, and after the big win, I was able to talk with William Eklund, Colin Graf, and Alex Wenberg. Let's start with Ecky.
All right, you're here with William Eklund after the San Jose Sharks have a shootout win for the second time this year against Toronto. Let's go back to your goal. That's two of your last three goals, man. They have one, you got your legs swept out from under you. You crash into the net on, Thursday night? And then in this game, you're just in the right place at the right time. You get a little bit of the open up the boot, a little bit of a soccer goal there. Did you think you had a chance there? Did you just kind of open up a little bit?
I don't know, to be honest. I was just going to the net and, a little lucky bounce, and we'll take those.
You will take them indeed, especially considering you look at those two of those last three goals you've had. Do those make up for some of the times where you've seen a goalie just make an incredible save, or you've seen it go off the post and you're like, how is that going in? But this one gets stopped.
For sure. I have a couple of those during a season. So, we'll take it.
You'll take it indeed. So let me ask you, this game, it felt like it was a really, really good performance. Got a little bit, hectic there in the final couple of minutes. Got to go to a shootout. But up until those final few minutes of the game, did it feel like this was a good performance for you guys?
Where am I going? I think so, yeah. It was, all around a good performance from us. A little unfortunate that with the end there. But, we get a win out of this. It's pretty strong by us. And, we'll take that to next game.
Did you feel that in those last 2 minutes that you knew that Toronto was going to keep on coming, knowing how much they have to play for and knowing that just the firepower they have on that team?
Yeah, for sure. With a team like that, you're going to always be aware. And, they scored two there, and a little unfortunate, as I said. And, but in the end, we get the win. We'll take that.
Could you tell from your vantage point how entertaining of a game this was? Like when you have a game that you're racking up goals, 10 goals between you two in regulation, was it a fun game as well as entertaining?
Yeah, it was really fun to play. Probably one of the funnest in a while. You really enjoy playing out there. It's a great crowd today, and yeah, it was really fun playing.
What did you think of Graffer's shorty?
Amazing, you know, he does a great job there cutting the inside and hell of a shot. So, you know, he's been just more and more impressive every game.
And then you with the career high in points, you keep on piling them on here towards the end of the year. How do you feel about your game?
Yeah, it's getting better and better for sure. You know, I still got a long way to go. I think I could get even better. And that's what I'm going to try to do and, you know, be better for the team.
And how can the team carry this into Saturday night?
You know, keep the good energy up. And, you know, we just got to take with us the good stuff we did and, you know, look at some stuff we can do better.
William, appreciate your time, man. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff from William Eklund as always. Now, let's bring in Colin Graf.
We're here with Colin Graf after the Sharks shootout win against Toronto. Second shootout win this year for the Sharks over Toronto. So I got to go back to your shorty because this is the thing that I'm always wondering. How much conscious thought is there when that play is happening? Or is that just your career of hockey kind of happening in real time? Like, are you thinking about the moves you're making or is that just happening?
You know, I think once I got some room, I decided I was going to make a move. Obviously, it's a forward back there because they got five forwards out there. So, you know, I think that that gives all forwards basically a little bit more confidence to try to attack the forward because as a forward, it's hard when you don't skate backwards a lot. You're trying to skate backwards, defending a rush. But as for the move, I just sort of looked for open ice and took it and shot.
Was that where you intended to put it, I guess?
Far side, yeah. Tried to go back against the grain. Didn't really see much. Just sort of decided before I shot it to go far side, and it worked.
Have you seen the highlight since?
I saw it on the Jumbotron, maybe after the first, but no, besides that, no. But yeah.
You got to get a couple views once you're done here tonight. Once you're done with me, you got to go watch it a few times. But, you know, watching your game week after week here at the NHL level, I can see you growing in every single game, I feel like. Does it still feel like that to you, or are you still just kind of taking it one game at a time?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some, feel more comfortable out there as opposed to your first games last year, your first game, a couple games this year coming up from the A. But, you know, it's, you know, we played really well. I thought our line had a lot, played really well. It's Wenny and Topher unreal tonight, so we had a good game.
How was it playing with those guys?
It was great. It was great. You know, I thought we generated a lot. Obviously, I want that 6-on-5 one back, but besides that, we got the win, so it was a good game.
Yeah, and, you know, watching you go into the corners and battle for pucks and on the walls as well, that seems like that was something you were good at initially, and you're making it more and more part of your game. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I think, you know, something my college coach taught me was, you know, it was a meeting pretty early on in the year, and he goes, hey, we got to work on your defense just because the better you play defense, the more you get the puck, and I like playing with the puck, so I took that to heart and really tried to work on my defense there at school. And I think that obviously you're always trying to work on it. I think that the better you can play, the better stick you can have. You can turn over some pucks and then you can go on offense. And that's where the fun is.
Now that is where the fun is for sure. Did you talk to Cam before the game tonight? Did you have any message for him being as how you were in a very similar situation about 1 year ago?
Yeah. I talked to him a little bit, just, you know, there's going to be a lot of emotions. There's going to be like your family's here. I was in basically the same exact spot, right? Like coming from college, you know, your season just ended. Your brothers who you played for him the last 3 years, I think, with them, like, and you move on to the next step in your life. And it's just, you know, it's going to be a little bit faster, but you're in the NHL for a reason and you just got to play your game and stick to it.
I know that he said that he knew you a little bit from previously, and I know that he said he worked out with Henry Thrun. You know, you guys have a lot of the Massachusetts flair out here. Is it nice just knowing that guys can come in and feel comfortable right off the bat?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing for sure. It gives everyone some nice talking points, whether that be obviously college hockey with the tournament starting today. A lot of banter from the boys there. So yeah, I think it's nice because then gets everyone involved in the conversation. It makes you feel like you belong.
What does it feel like to be on the other side of it a year later and watching him go through all this?
Yeah, I mean, I still remember it. I still remember that game. We played the Blues, and it's you know, you only get one first game ever. You got to take it in, whether it be warm-ups. And, you know, I mean, he looked good. Like, he didn't look out of place at all, I would say. So,
what do you think about the last minute of this game when things got a little wild? Was there a lot of clinching going on? I mean, how – it didn't seem to take the wind out of your guys' sails. The overtime was very entertaining, very, very high-paced, and you win in a shootout. But, you know, did you expect there would be a pushback from them?
Yeah, I think – I obviously there'd be a pushback, and you got a lot of elite guys over there that are good with the puck, and you give them time and space. You see that on the power play. You see that when they got an extra guy on the ice, whether that be 6-on-5, and you know when they can make good plays. So I think that's definitely something that we need to work on. I'd assume that'll be in practice tomorrow, but you know, I think it's just the maturity of our group to not fold and, you know, play well in overtime and hang on there, and then obviously two elite moves in the shootout.
And then how do you guys take this into Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, we got two in a row, so it's nice. Got to keep building. It's, I mean, obviously it's the end of the year, but like, winning's fun. It's definitely more fun to win. The vibe in the locker room after is, you know, it's way better. So it motivates everyone for sure.
All right, man, go watch that highlight, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Really great insight there with Colin Graf. And then I brought in Alex Wennberg.
All right, we're here talking with Alex Wennberg, a.k.a. Wennberg, after a Sharks win against Toronto again in a shootout. But first, let's talk to that 100th goal of yours, my friend. You'd had a couple that had, I think, rung off the iron recently. There had been some great saves made against you. Where you just kind of like, man, just get me the century mark, and then we can keep on rolling. But you finally did get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to get it, obviously. But I actually stay kind of calm and collected with it. Obviously, creating a lot of chances, just haven't found the back of the net. So it's nice to have it. But for me, I feel like being focused on my game, making some good plays, and obviously it takes a little bit longer than expected, but it's all good.
Take me through that goal. How did it look from your angle?
I mean, Top is doing a rim. I think he's a great play. We got a little bit of the D kind of loses the puck a little bit. 2-on-1, and I mean, I wanted to pass all the way, but I feel like for me at that point, I try to just make a quick shot, low blocker, and then, I mean, I don't really know how I really squeezed by, but I mean, obviously, it's a great feel to see it go in.
What did you think of your line mates tonight?
Great. I mean, obviously, I feel like our line has just been better and better, building chemistry, and even from the get-go in this game, I feel like we really created chances and opportunities. So it's really fun to see us kind of like clicking and making some great impact in the game. So,
what did you think of Grafford's shorty?
Nah, unbelievable. I mean, he's a hell of a player, but not only that, I mean, playing on a PK, making a different defensively, but not only that, he gets the opportunity and he makes a highlight reel play. So, hell of a player, just fun to see. He's just growing and more and more. So,
it is fun. And then, you know, obviously you have more of a leadership with this team. Or now at this point, did you talk to Cam Lund before his first game tonight?
Well, I mean, he obviously that we all do, and I mean, I think it's something special. Obviously, having your first game and you get his rookie lap. So I mean, just try to keep him calm and collected. I mean, he did a really good job. Obviously, coming in it's kind of a quick turnaround. All of a sudden, you're in the NHL room, and all of a sudden you're on the ice. So it's unbelievable. I hope he enjoyed it as well. So
yeah, no, it looked like he was having fun out there, and he didn't look out of place. So that's the most important thing. You know, this game. For 59 minutes, you guys played really, really good hockey. Things got a little bit hairy there at the end, but that's a good team in Toronto. They're going to push back. I think there was a relative expectation of that. Up until that final minute, what did you think the team was doing well? Why was it doing it so well?
No, I think we played fairly smart hockey. Obviously, we've been talking about playing simple, get the puck down deep. I mean, kind of like the cliches, but I mean, we got to stick to it every night. So like I said, I feel like we kind of played really solid for 60 minutes, to be honest. Obviously, great team we play against, finding the back of the net, so we're going to change that. But we take with us that even though they scored two goals, we find a way to win this game. And that's something that we've been struggling in the past. So
obviously, you know, you get to that point where they do tie it up. It didn't deflate you guys, though. Over time, it was very, very hectic, but a lot of good pace, a lot of speed out there. How did you make sure that the team didn't get deflated?
No, I mean, we got to stick to it. I mean, obviously, it's part of the game as well. There's no point of hanging our heads. And I mean, obviously, I feel like they had a few chances too, but Georgia is making a great game as well. So team effort, I mean, that's what we got to do day in, day out. So it's really fun to see. I mean, we're playing a great team who has a lot of skilled players, but I feel like we really had charge of this game for a good amount of it. So a lot of positive things from it, for sure.
I mean, we go back to the game on Saturday night. That was another game where you guys had a lot of control. We can go back to the Four Nations break where you guys have been playing consistently more complete efforts. And I know that Coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the adjustments he made and, you know, it was able to implement. It feels like there was a direct carryover. Does it feel like that for you guys out there on the ice?
No, I feel like the changes we did, I feel like we also get a lot of confidence from it. Right now, we believe in what we do, and it feels like we're kind of clicking. So don't really overthink it. Right now, we take one game at a time, and I mean, even though we're out of playoffs, I feel like it's a great opportunity for everyone to make a push. You can see the team's here. We want to win games, so that's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, and that was the thing. This game was fun, was entertaining. I know that you're in the midst of it, but when you get 10 goals in regulation, teams going back to back, you could tell it was entertaining, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, there's a different way to win games, but I mean, I think it's great. I mean, obviously, the fans there too, a lot of people in the building as well, so it's just fun to really get that excitement of the game as well. And I mean, it's a great challenge as well for us to have these type of games and learn from it as well. So.
And so what do you say carrying into Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same. I mean, we focus one game at a time, go for the first period, and we're going to play another good team. So right now, get the recovery we need and just look forward to the next one.
Mr. Wenberg, I appreciate your time. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, we're out of time. I'll see you on Saturday for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app.